Queer Academic Denounces Stigma Against Pedophiles. By Neil Munro on November 12, 2021. Adults who want sex with children are the unfair victims of social stigma, according to a taxpayer-funded queer lecturer at Old Dominion University. Instead of using pedophile, Americans should refer to people who feel sexual attraction towards children as minor attracted persons. Alan Walker, an assistant professor at Old Dominion University in Virginia. The androgynous-looking Walker identifies himself as queer, instead of transgender. Walker said, "I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them in MAP advocacy groups. Like Before You Act, have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. Not all people who are sexually attracted to children act on their impulse," Walker said. "A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors. Non-offending MAPs, by definition, do not abuse children, so their behaviors are moral," Walker said. "But they're still being subjected to this same idea that they're bad people." The push to normalize pedophilia by a self-described non-binary person comes as the progressives' push to diversity and fragment Americans' balanced cultural views about sex. This popular culture tries to balance Americans' desire for autonomy and freedom with their simultaneous desire for stable marriages for enduring families. The culture tries to curb the sexual exploitation of children with an easy-to-understand, few exceptions policy imposing pedophile stigma against adults who try to have sex with children. However, progressives wish to destroy this popular culture because it would allow progressives to create more jobs for progressives to regulate sex, including marriage, dating, children, and education. But this push also endangers the legal and social status of gay and lesbian people who prefer to live as bourgeois same-sex couples and parents, rather than as sexual liberationists. The queer push for society to embrace pedophilia and bestiality and other paraphilia and fetishes is giving cover to traditional anti-LGB sentiments that have always classified homosexuality as a perverted paraphilia, said a tweet from Candace Jackson, a lawyer and lesbian who is married with two kids. The trend is a sad, predictable result of queer theory conversion of LGB equals LGBTQ+, said Jackson, who worked as a civic regulation lawyer in President Donald Trump's Department of Education. Walker exemplified Jackson's comment about how queer theory blurs useful distinctions between gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender claims. "Although I'm not a minor attracted person myself, I am queer, and so I too have been through experiences and realized that I have attractions many people wouldn't understand, and that some people find to be immoral. And those experiences have really shaped who I've become. And so I sort of empathize with those experiences, and I wanted to learn more." Stigma against MAPs is a problem in part because it makes MAPs think that they're monsters, Walker said. "That's really problematic in terms of MAP well-being. It's really hard to cope when you think you're a terrible person because you have attractions you can't change." Many young people have been damaged by the well-funded push for the government-enforced destruction of Americans' balanced sexual culture, and for the official endorsement of the transgender ideology. For example, thousands of Americans' girls have their breasts removed as they try to escape the increasingly crude sexual environment of their teenage years.